Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our K1 Community Connection with Big Brothers and Big Sister. Charlene Dew is with us, and Charlene, you brought in a friend.
I did.
Introduce us to this fine young gentleman.
Well, with us this morning is Jeff Romines. Jeff is a big brother in our program, and I wanted to give Jeff the opportunity to share his match story and with everyone. And help people to see the importance and the power of mentoring.
No, it is powerful, and I understand that this isn't exactly your first bite at the apple at mentoring, is it, sir?
No, it's not. When I started work with Conoco, well, 3 decades ago, in my first assignment, it was in Ponk City, and they had started a mentoring program with a local school for at-risk youth, and it was modeled very similarly to Big Brothers. And so I had a couple of mentees while I was located there, and 25 years after I left there, one of my mentees contacted me, found me through my wife, her Facebook account, and wanted to get together, and he just talked about the impact that it had, and, you know, we reminisced. It was really kind of surreal, you know.
Oh, I bet it was.
Yeah, him being a quarter century older, but we kind of went back in time, and it just rattled around in my head for a while, you know, because it was an impact that I just never would have imagined. And then as that's rattling around in my head, I'm at a company event at ConocoPhillips, and they're going through our different, you know, community outreach activities, and they got to Big Brothers and mentioned that they were short on mentors, and so I thought, well, I need to step up and do that again. So that was about 2 years ago.
And how's it going this time around?
It's going great.
Well, that's super.
Yeah. The interview process, you know, when I went through it, I think it was more detailed than my job interview with Conoco. But it all made sense at the end because, you know, all of that's to make sure you're matched with the right one. Mm-hmm. And they really take your interest into account and, of course, the child's interest into account. And it really made for a good match. It's been a really fun 2 years.
I bet it has. I mean, you took a little time off there, just a little, and came back to it. And I understand that there are quite a few big brothers and big sisters who from time to time do that. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, we have several that may. In fact, I'm thinking of Doug Sauer. He was he and his wife were matched when they didn't have any kids, and then he came back to be a mentor, as well as his high school age daughter came back to be a site-based mentor, and now his kids are in college, and you know, so it was, of course, he was bowling at the Phillips Lanes during Bowl for Kids' Sake, and I'm like, Doug, you haven't been a big brother for a while, and your girls are almost in college. How about this? And so he came back, and I actually started trying to recruit his daughter because I knew she was in high school. And then I said, by the way, you could be a big brother again. and they came in and did it, and he still matched, actually, to his little brother.
Yeah, great. So. Now, Jeff, when we talk about being a mentor here, a lot of people think, well, boy, I'm giving up a lot of my time. But you really get a nice little hidden benefit back, don't you?
No, that's right. And the time flies, right? So because they match you with common interests, the time goes fast. My little is interested in sporting activities, and so it's playtime for me. We've done basketball, at the church gym. Baseball is his favorite sport, so we do a lot of that in the spring and summer when the cages are up. We've been doing racquetball at the Y. That's one of the things I appreciate about the Big Brothers organization is they work with other organizations in the community. So like the YMCA membership, that comes with Big Brothers. So we're able to go and use the facilities for free. So the racquetball gives us a great, cold weather and wet weather activity. He's now turned 12, so he's found the fitness facility, which I'm not as thrilled about.
it burns off some energy, doesn't
it? But we have a great time, and it gives me an excuse to eat a McDonald's. He loves McDonald's, and so my wife's not so fond of it, so it also gives me an excuse for that. So we have a good time.
Well, that is really super. And of course, Charlene, like you say, you just match him up so well.
Well, we try, yes. And we want to give a shout out to the Y because they are a great community partner with us. And for the mentors, the bigs and their littles, when they're together, they can use the facilities at the Y. at no cost. They mm-hmm. they have to be together to do that. But that has created, for the matches that use it, that's created an awesome opportunity for many things on many levels.
Oh, indeed. I'm a member of the Y, and I see bigs and littles there all the time. Yeah. And it's a good thing. It's a great thing to see. It yes. really is. Now, Charlene, we do, as Jeff mentioned, we're kind of running a little short, but we can always use more volunteers for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. We can also use some Little Sisters, too, couldn't we?
We can, and that's a nice segue into our new campaign. If they across the state, they're doing a campaign to recruit Little Sisters because the reality is, and this would be true across the United States, is there are more women volunteer and more little boys are referred. So you have a disparity between. So normally we have lots of boys on the waiting list that need men or couples as a mentor. And then we have fewer little sisters on the waiting list because we have a lot more big sisters. So and in other parts of the state, particularly those that are in the college communities, they have a lot of big sisters that are on the ready to be matched list, and they don't have any little sisters to match them with. That's not as true here. I mean, we run fairly good. I mean, but they are doing a campaign to recruit little sisters, and we do have about 6 big sisters that are in the queue that will be coming up to be mentors, and we only have 2 little sisters on the waiting list right now. So normally what we would do is reach out to the schools and say we have this mentor with this personality, these interests, and they would do well with this type of child. And then we ask the schools, you know, who in your, you know, can you share this with the teachers so that they can look and see what child in their classroom may be in need of a mentor, comes from a single parent family, grandparents raising children, you know, a child that needs that extra touch. But generally speaking, our focus is on recruiting big brothers or couples because we have so many boys on the waiting list. Right now we've got about 18 on the waiting list and probably 16 or 17 of them are boys.
Wowee. So we need to kind of close that disparity gap here.
We do. Quick. You know, we did put we had a Facebook post of 15 mm-hmm. is what we need. We need 15 mentors mm-hmm. To get those kids off the waiting list. And some of them have been waiting over a year. Mm-hmm. So if you're out there and you're listening or you know somebody who would be a good mentor or good friend for a child, now's the time to be talking to them or being considering coming mm-hmm. in and being a mentor, particularly for a boy.
Now, Jeff, with your experience, did you have to mull this over a little bit in your mind before you said, yeah, count me in? I know the second time was pretty easy, but the first yeah. time, can you kind of give us a little bit about maybe the process that went through before you said, hey, I both feet, I'm in, let's go.
Yeah. The first time, you know, again, I was in my, you know, mid-20s. So volunteering was new for me, right? Mm-hmm. And but it was really the draw there is because I came from an at-risk home myself. And so it was just a way to give back. And that one was structured more for, because these were more at-risk youth, it was also structured around, you know, homework and that sort of thing. So not quite like Big Brothers where, it you know, Big Brothers is more of a true mentorship. You're not there just, you know, just for grades. Obviously, that's going to come up when you have a school-aged youth. You know, you're talking about their future and that sort of thing. But it was a little different, you know, going in the first time. But I tell you what's interesting is having done it 2 decades apart is there's not a quote right age for it. Your interests are different. What you can give to a youth is different at 20 and, you know, versus 45. But that'll come out in the interview process, right? Mm-hmm. And that'll come out in the match. So if, you know, if you're thinking I'm too young to do this, I would say, no, you're not. No, if you're not. Thinking I'm too old to do this, I would tell you, no, you're not. they will find the right match for you and you will be able to be a benefit to the child.
And this is really neat, too, because, like you said, it's kind of like playtime for you.
I mean, the
match worked out just fine. And for anybody who is sitting on the fence, you know, talk to some folks who've been with Big Brothers, Big Sisters before. Talk to Charlene. Talk to Jeff. They'll tell you, you know, the benefits of it, not only for the child, but for yourself, too.
Well, and with the, you know, the current situation we've been living in with our COVID-19 friend, our matches have done an excellent job of maintaining contact with their littles. When everything was shut down, they were all doing stuff virtually. And then as the communities open back up, there are different levels of getting together. But as long as the parent, the child, and the mentor are all comfortable with getting together, that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Some of them they're still doing the masks and the distancing sometimes.
That's understandable.
You know, we had, back in the summer, we had mentors who were going by and sitting on the driveway, and the little was on the porch, and they were doing, you know, having their visit. And we had one big sister who dropped off a package of art materials because her little sister really liked to do art.
Hands-on things.
Others that were reading books together over Zoom. And, you know, so there's lots of creative ways to get together to do things. And most of we have volunteers from the age of 16 to 79.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an interest and you have a heart for kids, then you can be a mentor.
Now, Jeff, I imagine you got pretty creative, too, during this COVID thing.
Well, it was one of those things that at first you're thinking this is probably just going to be a few weeks, right? So it was almost like a two-week hiatus, not a big deal. And then it kind of, you could see it was going to go a little bit longer. And our first encounter after the lockdown was actually via Microsoft Teams. So basically a Zoom type network. So we kind of did a virtual meeting, if you would, and just caught up because it had been probably 2-3 weeks since we had had an activity by that point, maybe even 4 weeks. So we spoke for like an hour. It went, you know, quite a long time, which I never would have guessed. You know, that's just not my style, right, to be talking that long. But we had a lot to catch up on, had a good time. And then it was another week or two, and you could tell it was going to continue to drag out. So I just contacted James's mom and said, you know, hey, you know, how you feeling about things? I just was going to go with whatever made her comfortable, right?
Yeah.
I was certainly willing to go back to face-to-face meetings and activities if she was comfortable with it, and she was. And so we actually have just continued on.
Just had a good old time.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Charlene, the next step is, now that we got people interested and ready and almost there to make that commitment, how do they reach out and touch you to finalize this to get into the interview process?
Well, if they still have questions or want additional information, they're free to call our office or they can go on to our website, which is always a trick saying on the radio because it has so many B's in it. But if you think Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Oklahoma, the website is bbbsok.org. There's lots of information on there. If they're ready to apply, there's an apply button on there. If they're wanting more information and they want to hit the little, you know, contact me because I still want to talk to you, or they can do the old fashioned and pick up the phone and call.
It still works.
It still works. Call our office and be happy to talk with you, answer any questions you have. The application, you fill it out online, and then they'll come in for an interview with Jessica, who's our program specialist. And once they're approved, we do background checks, we do driving record checks, we get our references, and then once they're approved to be a mentor, then the match selection, we look at the kids that are on the waiting list that match based on interests, personality, what the child's needs are and what the volunteer strengths are. And then the child is profiled to the volunteer. And if the volunteer, we have this child and we think that you would be a good mentor for them for these reasons. If the volunteer says that sounds good to them, then we profile the volunteer to the parent. And then we set up a match introduction meeting and go over what's expected of everybody and what just kind of lay the groundwork for getting the match off to a strong start. Mm-hmm.
You got to do that. You have to ask the questions, answer the questions, and that's all just for everybody's well-being. It's as simple as that.
Well, child safety is our number one, mm-hmm. and once we've made a match, we really want it to be strong and develop well, and because we do ask for a one-year commitment, but we hope to get 2 years or longer, mm-hmm. and we've had matches that have lasted 5, 6, 10 years, and the only way a match will stay together that long is with good professional support of the match, because in that length of time there are going to be just life issues that come up either on either side that need that extra support or mm-hmm. or change in perspective, whatever, to help them get through that bump.
Wow. So. Now, it's been your first one is now 25, right? And with your first little, so he's not so little anymore.
Right.
Just kind of give us a little hint. What was that like, other than kind of surreal, when you met up again?
Yeah, it was, and actually, he's more like 35 now. It was 25 years ago that I got relocated. Yeah. But, yeah, I was just shocked at how much he remembered and how things that even at the time wouldn't have seemed like a big deal mm-hmm. to me. Like, he was from a family that you know, he didn't have the support to do, like, youth sports.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we registered him in youth sports, and, you know, I got him to games and practices. And he remembered things like when he would score, you know, looking up and seeing me, you know, cheering for him. Just things that are just so normal, especially when you have kids of your own. You just don't give a second thought to that. And for small things like that, and he probably went through a dozen little stories like that where he was just remembering things that made an impact from 25 years ago that you just would never guess would make an impact.
It's the little things in modeling.
That's right.
For the youth that go along with
it. It's being there. It's somebody that's in your corner. Yep. It's there to be your friend. Mm-hmm. Believe in you.
And again, that website, if folks have questions, Charlene?
It's bbbsok.org.
Thank you very much for sharing your story, Jeff.
Sure, thanks.
Charlene, always a pleasure having you in.
Thank you.
And we look forward to our next visit.
Thank you.
All right, we've got more coming up right here on K1.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green